And I have a specific message for the Commissioner Rob Manfred of the MLB. Well, why are you going to bat against what is better voter integrity in Georgia than Delaware, Joe's state, or New York, Schumer's state? Why are you taking the All-Star game out of Atlanta, which is going to cost Georgia and specifically Fulton County, Cobb County Democrats, $100 million in revenue? Are you really that spineless? Are you really that stupid? And by the way, can you pick up will call tickets for a baseball game, sporting event, concert, if you don't have a picture ID? No, you cannot. Senator Marco Rubio had this strong message for the commissioner, saying in a statement, quote, "I am under no illusion that Major League Baseball will sacrifice business revenue on behalf of its alleged corporate values. Similarly, I'm under no illusion that you intend to resign as a member from Augusta National Golf Club. To do so would require a personal sacrifice as opposed to the woke corporate virtue signaling of moving the All-Star game from Atlanta." And why is Joe Biden not being held accountable for his role in starting and fueling the entire fire? Peter Ducey asked Circle Back Jen Psaki to explain that. Take a look.
I know that you made the point that he did not dictate the league move the All-Star game out of Georgia, but he likes to say the words of a president matter. He said he would strongly support if players and the league wanted to do that. And they did it. So does he think that the PGA should move the Masters tournament that begins this week out of Georgia?
I'm not here to call for anyone on behalf of the president or the vice president or anyone to take steps in reaction to the law in Georgia. The president was asked a direct question, and the context of the question was also around the league meeting to discuss this exact issue. And he answered the question.